This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. One exceptional American at a time. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things coming up. We're going to get ready for another fourth. Are you ready for this? A fourth constitutional convention is going to be coming soon. Well, at least we're going to be announcing. It's not going to be so soon. Don't get me wrong, but somebody was asking me the other day, actually yesterday, about the fourth one, because we have to have a fourth one. And of course, that will be probably, well, pretty soon. Pretty soon. I think by the end of this week, we'll have an announcement as to when that is going to be happening. So make sure you be prepared for that. We'll make the announcement. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, lots of things going on. We've got the negotiations starting for February 15th. The big date in which, will they build the wall or will they not build the wall? And what is going on behind the scenes with Nancy Pelosi? And after yesterday's, I would say, expose that we did in the second hour, John Martinez, with the linkage of the San Francisco treats. We call them the San Francisco treats, those that are treating our nice, lovely world. Actually, the agendist, if you will, all those Agenda 21 folks, such as Nancy Pelosi and Willie Brown, and Kamala Harris and all of those, the Barbara Boxers and the Dianne Feinsteins and the Gavin Newsoms and the Jerry Browns. I mean, we can go on and on. They all kind of live in a nice little bubble there in San Francisco, in that area. Or at least they're all from there. And, we, of course, the lineage that we were breaking out to you and bringing to you, and the interconnectedness to various other Californians that have been influencing the whole nation. And again, I think just holding the entire nation hostage, as we have seen with Nancy Pelosi. She is the queen of holding the entire nation hostage. And that I think is going to be kind of taken on by actual Democrats rising up against her. In all of her powers. Yeah, because she's obviously backed by some very, very powerful entities worldwide. She is the Agenda 21 queen. She is the queen of Agenda 21. We have to coronate her. And that's what we should, and no better place here than on Agenda 21 Radio, because you remember, we're going to go down this road again. Okay, remember that it was George Bush, the older, that introduced to the whole world, United Nations Agenda 21, right? That we have to follow a new world order based upon the United Nations. And remember, he came out with that speech. And I know it was 1991 when he was president. 1991. I'm sorry. The date that. Let me give you the date on that one. The date on that one was September the 11th, 1991. That he made that speech about the one world order. And now you have Nancy Pelosi enter the fray in October of 1992. Following what happened to Rio de Janeiro, the adoption of Agenda 21. That's where the Rio Accord, that's where Agenda 21 came together. And you had the usual suspects. Many of those usual suspects, by the way, were the San Francisco treaters. One of them was Jerry Brown. Well, the former governor of California in 1992. He was a former governor of California. And then all of a sudden he becomes a governor again in 2010, excuse me. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, forget. It was Nancy Pelosi in October of 1990. Let me go back here. I digress. George Bush, the senior, introduces it to everybody, the One World Order, and there's going to be under the United Nations, and there will be. Remember, he said those things. That was September 11th, 1991. Then Rio Accord, June 1992. And then that was soft law. It was signed by George Bush, the elder, by the way. Then October 1992, Nancy Pelosi, the queen of Agenda 21, which is now the queen of, well, she's third in line to the presidency. And some of their representatives after the Donald Trump cave on the wall business were calling her President Pelosi, right? Isn't she? Look at the powers that she represents. Because remember, in October of 1992, she was the one who introduced House Con Resolution 353, which codified. It was the bill that introduced and codified the United Nations Agenda 21 as a way to follow in United States law. She did that. She brought into the United States Agenda 21, the plan to take away all of our rights. And now we're hearing about all these different things that we're getting into and how the United Nations is just creeping in every little part of our life. Well, guess what, folks? It's been here. It's been here for a long time. A lot of people just don't understand that. But brought to you by Nancy Pelosi. And then, I'm sorry, we forgot about something. The 1992 elections. Following Nancy Pelosi's bringing in the soft law, which ultimately established the President's Council on Sustainability, then we get a brand new president, William Jefferson Clinton. That was in November of 1990. See the setup? How nice that they've set these things up. Right? The plan for world domination becomes American law. And we get its chief enforcement officer, Bill Clinton, the following month after the laws brought into legality. It's signed by George Bush, by the way. See how this is a nice, neat package for all of us? And now look at the world today. The mess that California is in is brought to you by Agenda 21. The mess that Venezuela is in is brought to you by Agenda 21. In other words, the totalitarian scheme being played out in the Western Hemisphere of the world is what we're suffering from. United Nations Agenda 21, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi. So we get this expose yesterday connecting to dots. And so you've got these agendas out there that are just ruining California, of course, wanting it to be like Venezuela. See, they want to go back to the monarchies, basically. They want us to be colonies of the old world still. That's what's going on in Venezuela. And that's what's going on in California. And, of course, now, what do we have going on? We have going forward more and more what? More and more caravans coming our way. So they're meeting today to discuss, as Nancy agreed to, what's going to be happening at the border. And the big question is, are the Democrats are going to be involved there? Because we are starting to hear grousing from the Democrats that maybe we've just had a little bit too much of this woman. Isn't it interesting? She gets what? Two terms? She gets more than that. She gets 8 years or something? No, 4 years of being the member of the. Let's see. Was it four? Yeah, she got 4 years, which is two terms for her, two election cycles as Speaker of the House. And then she gets now another two. Is it going to be a never ending reign of terror of Nancy Pelosi, or is she losing it? Like a lot of Democrats in her own party are starting to see, you know, tugging on her ears and her hair, spinning her ears and her fingers, and of course her speech problem, blah, 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 blah. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all products. precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we are definitely back here at Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at a21r.com and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the store and purchase your shirts and flags and everything else. We got them literally going out of the fulfillment center. So it's amazing. People are starting to catch on to the flag business. We're starting to sell more and more and more and more and more of those. And so go to the website. You can pick them up there. We got other places we're going to be able to pick them up also. People are flocking to the New California State website. I just thought I'd bring that up to you. It's kind of interesting to watch this whole thing play out, actually. All the different things that have been happening with New California, standing your ground movement, that sort of thing. That's basically what we're seeing. It's just an incredible groundswell, if you will, for you know, all the things that are so very, very important to all of us relative to New California, the new state movement. And there's interesting epoch times. We'll be talking about this in the third hour. You've got to write this down. I'm sorry, but a little late on the show note on that one. I can't believe it. Epoch Times came out with another fabulous article about New California. So we're just getting them hammered in there about New California to everybody out there. It's a wonderful thing to see. So Epoch Times comes out with a fabulous article about the Constitution Convention number tres. And it is absolutely fabulous to see this, and we really, really do appreciate everything that the Epoch Times has been doing for us. Because, you know, keep in mind, it's very difficult to get, you know, people to believe and understand from a minimal standpoint what is going on, how to create a state. I was thinking about this morning as I woke up and was stumbling around the house. I mean, you know, it's kind of an interesting situation because we had this big convention, and on Sunday morning it's kind of like get up, and then Monday morning, because it's kind of like your bearings are not about you, and then even now it's Wednesday, and it's like, God, no, actually it's like recovering from battle. Remember back in the day when I played high school and college football, you get banged up on Friday and Saturday, and by Sunday you're okay, you know. But you know, these days when you go out and do these big things like this, and you're older, the recovery it takes several days. I guess so. That's the only thing I can say now. So, and it's kind of interesting. I don't think it's so much that I'm much older than others, because in talking to others that aren't as old as I am, they're pretty much in the same boat. So at some point, there's a lot of what I've noticed about these conventions. This is, I know I'm deviating. I shouldn't be deviating here, but I am. What I've noticed about these conventions is that there's a lot of energy. It's just energetic. There's a lot of energy in the room. And they last, you know, for a long time. They last hours and hours and hours. This time we went from like 8 to 5, 5:30. I think everybody's out of there by 6 to 7. We just fabulous people sticking around, cleaning things up. We really just appreciate everything, all the help. We were just banging it out of there. And many, many thanks to the veterans of Foreign Wars. The the hall that we had down there in Roseville, California was just absolutely excellent. They're very professional, and we really do appreciate all their help in facilitating that. And the people in Placer County, New California State group, Russ Wailuda and the group just did a fabulous job, and hats off to them putting that whole thing together. But it was just, the energy is intense. And I think that's what's so dang draining about it, is everybody's energy, everybody's up. You know, there was no anger in the room. I mean, everybody is absolutely elated about what's going on. And I got to tell you, I've been in group things before and conferences and all that stuff. And, I've never, even at the, when you go to, like, the Gaylord up there in Washington, and you go to CPAC, which we will be there next year, not this year, for the 2020 election stuff. We're going to be there for that. Red State Talk Radio, I think I'm speaking for everybody there. And we're planning to have a big booth there and all that good stuff. That's according to my colleague, Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, who's right now on another radio show. I think that the comparison to what we had over 200 people there in the hall. And it's interesting because I felt more drained from the energy in that hall with 200 than with, 12,000 in a hall that they had like at the Gaylord. And we were there for 3 days. Three, 4 days at the Gaylord. So that's what I'm saying. It was a little bit different. It was a little bit different. And that's what we're going to have to face, I think, obviously.
What's going on here?
Yeah, we just learned my lesson on these telephone calls, right? Anyway, so getting back into the rest of the story here. The days are, of course, approaching. Fast approaching to that 15th day deadline in February when they're going to have to come to some sort of an agreement, or they're going to shut the government down, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they won't shut the government down. I have a feeling they're not going to shut the government down. I think they're going to reach some sort of agreement, or Donald Trump's just going to pull the pin. And when he pulls the pin, it's going to be a whole different situation now, isn't it? When he pulls the pin, all of a sudden people are going to say, uh-oh, we're in trouble. And you are in trouble. That's the key thing to understand. They will be in trouble because he is going to definitely say that enough is enough. And he's going to start doing stuff about the wall. How do you not do something because we have so many people that are coming on into the United States, right? That's going to be the thing. We've got a whole bunch of stuff going on with this caravan. It's not just this one caravan. It's all of them because they are not getting any smaller. Now, this is the thing. We have said this over and over and over and over and over again. And I think most people are now starting to really, it's settling in, these caravans are not going to get any smaller. They're just going to get bigger. This is all by design. Make them bigger and bigger and bigger is what they're doing. And they're ultimately going to be into the 50 and 60 and 70 to hundreds of thousands at a time. And then they're going to pull the pin on Mexico. And you heard this yesterday from our guest who was talking about Mexico and what's going to happen down there. And so far, John has not been wrong, has he? We haven't been wrong here at Agenda 21 Radio about any of this stuff. And this is what the president knows. This is what he knows, that this is where, and of course, where is it all coming from? It's coming from Venezuela. It's coming from Colombia. It's coming from Argentina. And he's got it, the president has an ally down in Brazil. They just had an election down there, and their president is all on board with trying to stop immigration and even into his own country and trying to stop the radicalization of his own country by radical Islamic terrorists and Hezbollah. Yeah, they're down there too. Any country down there, any country in South America that his any kind of friendliness to the United States is a target of these people because they want to destroy the United States and they want to destroy any remnant or anybody who's associated with it. That's why Brazil all of a sudden is taking a different tack towards these people. But this is an invasion. Article 4, Section 4, Clause 2. We are to be provided freedom from invasion. It's a constitutional guarantee. That's all this is. And let's get the language right about how we explain this to people. Use the constitutional language, people. And when we come back, I'll explain it to you in clear terms. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Finding out how our adversaries are using big data against us.
Foreign actors will view the 2020 U.S. elections as an opportunity to advance their interests.
But I think China writ large is the most significant counterintelligence threat we face.
The underlying political and economic factors that facilitated the rise of ISIS persist.
There still is a substantial military capacity that Kim Jong-un wields.
The Iranians are considering taking steps that would lessen their adherence to Jigpo.
It's always interesting, the threat assessment, the intelligence leaders for the Trump administration talking about threats from around the world, at sometimes varying with the president's description of some of those areas. But what about all of that? Let's bring in our panel. Byron York, chief political correspondent of the Washington Examiner. Mara Liasson, national political correspondent of National Public Radio. And Molly Hemingway, senior editor at The Federalist.
I'm going to stop this right here. This is Brett Baer. I'm bringing this up because we have, from time to time, as you know, we report intelligence information that is not what is being said to the president, probably, by his own intelligence people. And we have been saying for the longest time, there appears to be in the wrong information being delivered to the president, and he's making the wrong information decisions. Iraq war, anyone? Now, we say this because, like I said, the whole situation down in Venezuela is an example. We've been warning about Venezuela for years. Well before Obama, well, even before Obama, but then when Obama was president, was Obama getting any of the information? Who cares, right? As far as Obama was probably getting the information, of course, supporting all the caravans that he would be right now, his people have. But what I'm saying is, when President Trump became president, was he getting all the detailed information about what was really going on in Venezuela? And I would say resoundingly, no. Now, in the circles that we have here and our contacts here at Agenda 21 Radio, we have been explaining for years what the circumstances in Venezuela are, about these men going back and forth and or back or over to from Tehran, in the networks of jihadis that have been networked into the United States, OTMs, we were reporting. I mean, is this stuff being directly reported to the president? And more importantly, is this information in the intelligence circles being reported to him honestly and truthfully so that we have a real threat assessment? Now, I say that's not happening, and that clip you just heard demonstrates that. They're back on the Iranian thing. And they talk about the Iranian thing as a war over there in Iran, but they say nothing about the importation of jihadis into Venezuela. You've never heard them say that. And now what do we have? We have a near hot war in Venezuela, and what's going on? We've got these caravans orchestrated in part by those people behind the Venezuelan situation. Get it? All-star panel, let's see.
Byron, I was struck by the election focus. There was a lot on election interference. Chris Wray saying that not only did Russia try in 2018, but they believe that Russia and China are really going to try to step it up in 2020.
Actually, you know, I think perhaps the scariest sentence in the whole report was the one that said China and Russia are more aligned than at any point in the mid-1950s.
Okay. The biggest problem we had in this whole Russia collusion situation in 2016 was the Democratic Party. And that's not part of this threat assessment. No, because Mueller is running honcho on this deal with the Russians did it all. Where's that assessment?
That is not good.
This is the national news now. This is Fox News with all this stuff.
At all. And you're right about the election interference. On the other hand, I think we've been expecting this for at least four years now. One of the things that I thought was really striking about this report was that a lot of it just wasn't very surprising, given the news. That when the report comes out and says that North Korea wants to build nuclear weapons and wants to build the missile delivery systems to attack the United States or somewhere else, I mean, the shocking thing would have been if they weren't. So there was a lot of news in here that we really already.
They didn't want to talk. Let's pick North Korea. In this whole threat assessment that went on yesterday, and why it's so misguided. Where was North Korea getting the missile components? Where was North Korea getting the missile components? All of a sudden, North Korea, a place that has no industry, no industrial base, they can't build aircraft, and they're building sophisticated missiles? People eat dirt there, and they build sophisticated missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles. Huh? What is wrong with that picture? Yet they can build these. Okay, Court, guess what? They weren't building them. They were assembling them. There's a big difference between building and assembling. You get the components already pre-built, and you assemble them. Ah, part deux. Yeah, forget part uno. Un, en français, un. You forget un, and you go to deux. Now, here's the thing. Assembling missile components from where? Dun, 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 dun. Okay, now that we've thought about it for a second, those missile components were coming from the Ukraine. And when did they start flowing in? It's almost like you can pick the date and find it. When did North Korea start launching these ballistic missiles? It was after the overthrow of the Russian-leaning president of the Ukraine by John Brennan and Barack Obama in 2013 and 14. And all of a sudden, whoa, wow, North Korea could shoot these missiles off. Very sophisticated missiles, but their people eat dirt. And where was that coming from? They were coming from the Ukraine. Where'd that come from? Oh, the Soviet Union had all these sophisticated missiles, and guess where they were built? In the Ukraine. So when the Cold War ended, the Ukraine had a complete, they still do, a large stock of missiles and motors, all the components to build them. And guess what? They started selling them. I wonder how North Korea got all that money, huh? The Ukraine started selling them to the North Koreans. And they became a threat to the United States. Now, I don't. Was that in that threat? Hello? Did I hear that? We've been reporting this for a long time. It's known news. Why do you think President Trump went right after North Korea? He did the right thing to shut them down and shut that down. Because why? They were launching ICBMs capable of putting over the United States MIRVs, multiple reentry vehicles. In other words, one ICBM launching maybe a dozen nuclear missiles at one time. Bombs. And we do know about the case in January 27, 2017, in which they attempted to detonate an EMP over the Southwest. We're talking about China and North Korea. Where's the threat assessment on that one?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Tempers, I'm going to bite on this one, only because I'm on the screen and we might as well get this one over with. I mean, we might as well just get this part of the show over with and move on to more perkier things, I guess. Tempers flare when voters accuse Nancy Pelosi of treason. Aha. Now, see, I can bite. You can. We can all get on this one, right? We can all understand what this is all about.
If helping people is socialism, then I'm for it.
It could really benefit our country in the future.
Socialism as a concept, as a philosophy, is good. I think that it's got a bad rep.
Trying to spread the wealth is definitely a good thing in America, and okay. It's definitely a thing that's needed.
Eventually, you run out of other people's money. Polling guru Frank Luntz has been in the polling business for decades. So what do you think of the latest socialist fad you heard in our A block, Frank? When people actually find out it costs them money, that's when they say, well, wait a second. Maybe this green thing isn't so great. Maybe Medicare for all. Hold your horses. Stop the presses. Maybe I'm learning something. What do you make of this?
Well, I'll give you the... I can give you the statistics behind it. We polled 18 to 29-year-olds. 58% of them, 18 to 29, 58% believe socialism is a better economic system than capitalism, and only 34% chose capitalism. The remainder actually chose communism. So you now have a majority of young people who believe in Bernie Sanders, and that has been increasing over time. If you go back 25 years, it was only a third of young people. Do they become more conservative over time? Absolutely. But we've never had a young generation who's more ideologically unattuned to what their parents and their grandparents think.
Well, that's because we never had universities quite this radical or a media quite this involved in the spreading of these untruths about the free market, et cetera. And we have CEOs, Frank, that are running for cover. I mean, these CEOs who have been doing well in the Trump economy, they better get out there, get out from under their desks and start defending this way of life in this country, or they're going to find themselves, you know, I guess, running for the next plane to the Bahamas or somewhere else they can hide their money. Frank, I want to get this issue out, though. You're calling what you did at your latest focus group. You said it was one of the ugliest scenes you've ever witnessed in your entire career. Come on, Frank. This has got to be hyperbole. Tell me what we're looking at here tonight. Let's play some of your focus group from HBO's Vice News tonight. The participants are reacting to the border wall fight and the government shutdown. Let's watch.
Nancy Pelosi said, no, I'm going to call your shots, okay? The issue is Nancy Pelosi committing an act of treason by acting against the security of the United States? I say yes. Well, and everybody who wants to jump the fence, jumps the fence and says, oh, I am calling for an asylum, okay? Why don't you apply in your consulate and do it the legal way? Jumping fences, my friend, is not a proper way to enter any country.
We're talking about the logistics of border security and not about whether or not border security is inherently nationalistic and inherently racist.
How is that racist? Why is working on helping the people that are in America, because we still have, whether it's the vets or the homeless, let's help them first. We can't help.
We have the money to help everybody.
Why can't we help? No, we don't.
What he's saying is true. This economy can't survive it.
Any one person coming in is technically, theoretically, legally invading the country.
I don't think you can look me in the eye and tell me that this is a national emergency.
It's a national emergency. This is a national crisis. And we finally have a president in office who's willing to stand up to this, and that's President Trump.
Frank, there were charges of treason and racism. So why is this ongoing debate over the border wall shutdown creating more passion than you've seen previously?
It was much worse. It was actually much worse than
that. Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, I see that, and I'm like, that's the worst you've ever seen? Come to my house. I mean, what? That doesn't seem too bad to me, Frankie.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, Frankie, I haven't heard that. That's the first time anyone's called me that on
Fox.
Frank,
you got a beard. I got to do something. I mean, you're too cool for school now with a beard, so go ahead.
I appreciate that. Both HBO and Vice News have been doing this now for 2 years. And they've been showing the voice of the people. And what you didn't see here, because it's a much longer segment, is the yelling that happened. We had one woman who got up, took her microphone and slammed it to the ground and said, I've had enough. I just disagree. I had a gentleman who stood up who would not sit down. This is the first time I've had two participants that have threatened to leave. And even the camera people thought they were going to have to get in the middle of it. And I hope to be able to bring that material to you in the next few days. What is happening now is the combination of the shutdown and of border security, and there is no common ground. And that's what's causing it. You've got people on the far left, people on the far right, and the people in the center have just tuned this thing out. The problem, Laura, is that there aren't any politicians who are saying, stop yelling, stop insulting, stop getting in people's faces, and actually solve the problem.
Well, when you had someone like Joe Biden say, I work with Republicans, they attacked him. I mean, they're attacking Joe Biden. This is, again, moving so far to the left, they've left America. I mean, they're attacking him.
And
Mitch McConnell has conversations with the Democrats. He wants to work with the Democrats on everything from district court judge confirmations to other things. And the Democrats are just, you know, they're going to resist completely. All right, Frank, we want to get...
She's missing the point.
we'll post that. We'll talk about that.
She's missing the point. God, Laura. Absolutely missing the point on that one. And I'm glad I did that so that you can see that there's a couple of things that are happening there, of course, is that there truly is a divide that's going on where extreme left, because the reason why, and Frank Luntz was trying to get this out to her, but she was doing some very poor fostering of his information, as I would call it. Because, you know, when you have a guest on, you want to let him talk. And, you know, she was cutting off and putting words in his mouth and speculation and making some leaps of thought there. But the bottom line, what he was trying to say, it was very, very clear, is that radicalized individuals on the left are so far out there, that they're not going to come back and talk to anybody even rationally. Now, she did make the comment, which was appreciated, they're so far left, they've left the country. Now, I'll buy into that. The bottom line is, there is no inside the Beltway middle. Not only that, but in our society as a whole. That's where we have to start talking rationally and reasonably and educating people about socialism. Venezuela, anybody? Or how about California?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Wow, you know, this hour is kaput. Not a nine yet. Not here. It's no more. Unbelievable where the time goes, actually. So, anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And we got, lots of things to cover here in the next couple of hours. We're going to be talking about an Epoch Times article about New California. So those of you that are in the New California State Movement, you'll get all the information about that. And also, more to come. The scene is getting, I think, a little bit tighter on what's going on with the Democrats. Man, 35,000 people running for president. Is that what they're saying? Oh, no, no, no. Not 35,000. 35,258, to be exact. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But the big crowd going on with Kamala Harris and Gil Garcetti in Los Angeles. He decides he's not going to run for president. That's really probably a very, very good idea that they not run, that he not run for president. Remember, he was avoiding his own city, out campaigning to test the waters. Test those waters in other states to see how well Gil Garcetti would be. Now, think about it. Gil Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, which is just one step below, of course, San Francisco, he's going to run around. And you know, is he not thinking about what is the reputation of California to the rest of the nation? And you, as the governor or the mayor of L.A., you're going to test the waters out in the country? I mean, it did not go so well for him just because he was from California. I mean, it's kind of like, do we want the rest of the nation to be Californicated entirely at one time by the mayor, the ex-mayor of Los Angeles, being the president of the United States? I mean, come on, you got to be thinking about that. But you see, in his world, which is the perfect socialist world, utopia, He's a god. I'm just saying. Anyway, but the people saw through it. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.